In a true David and Goliath legal battle, the California Court of Appeals unanimously upheld a unique First Amendment ruling, siding with the Rio Del Times, one of the smallest local online news media outlets, against a prominent Arcata attorney. Ron and Barbara Keller were longtime elderly residents of Fortuna, suffering from dementia and being cared for by their family in Humboldt County. Ron suffered a mental health crisis on April 20, 2021, which necessitated a call to Adult Protective Services for a welfare check. The APS social worker investigated and sent a referral to the Public Guardian's Office for conservatorship of both Ron and Barbara. Barbara's daughter, Sharon Wolf, also filed a petition for a conservatorship around the same time. On or about July 20th, just days prior to the first court hearing on the conservatorship, Ron and Barbara disappeared from their home. Eventually, Ron and Barbara's family discovered that Ron's sister, Diana Mendonca, had driven up to Humboldt County and removed both adults from their home. She brought them back to her residence in Citrus Heights, California, where they were isolated from Barbara's family. Barbara's Fortuna healthcare provider had declared her legally incapacitated by advanced Alzheimer's just prior to her disappearance. Their signed declaration was filed in the Humboldt County Court on August 17th. Yet on August 25th, a legal document was drawn up by Chris Hamer, a senior partner at Stokes, Hamer, Kirk & Eads, and Barbara's signature was secured. This new legal document went against Barbara's existing will and her living trust by nominating a distant relative of Ron's to take custody and control of her. The very next day, Royce Mendonca, the distant relative, placed both Barbara and Ron into a locked memory care facility in Rockland, California. Attorney Hamer then filed a competing conservatorship petition for Royce. Court investigators interviewed all of the parties and recommended the court give conservatorship to Sharon and deny Royce's petition. Humboldt County Superior Judge Timothy Canning then gave custody and control of Barbara and Ron to Royce Mendonca in December of 2021, without comment about his decision to reject the court investigators' recommendations. In the months after Judge Canning made Royce Mendonca Ron and Barbara's conservator, the Rio Del Times reported extensively on the story of Ron and Barbara's disappearance, with close coverage of the probate court's proceedings surrounding Royce's conservatorship. The Times reporting was highly critical of Royce and his attorney, Chris Hamer. On August 11, 2022, my husband Steve and I were served with two petitions, both filed by Royce Mendonca and drafted by attorney Hamer, one on behalf of Ron and one on behalf of Barbara. These petitions were the functional equivalent of defamation lawsuits, claiming that Steve and I defamed Mendonca and Hamer. The petitions asked the probate court to order us to stop publishing or otherwise disseminating false and derogatory statements, articles, letters, or pictures in writing or orally concerning Mendonca or Hamer and ordering us to remove the publications. We contacted Paul Nicholas Boylan, an attorney based in Davis, California, but who represents a number of Humboldt County news media outlets and who has successfully defended his clients' free speech rights throughout California. Paul argued to the trial court, and the trial court agreed, that the two petitions were strategic lawsuits against public participation, which is known as a SLAP, and that the two petitions should be dismissed. After the two petitions were dismissed, Paul asked the court to award him his attorney fees, but he also asked that Hamer and Mendonca pay his fees, not Ron and Barbara. Paul argued that, although the two petitions were brought in the names of Ron and Barbara, the petitions were really lawsuits intended to personally benefit attorney Hamer and her client Mendonca, which meant that Hamer and Mendonca, and not the Kellers, should pay his fees and court costs. The trial court again agreed, awarding Paul his fees and costs. The court specifically ordered Hamer and Mendonca and not the Kellers or their estate to pay the fee cost award. Hamer and Mendonca appealed. They admitted that the court should grant Paul's fees and costs motion, but they argued that neither Hamer nor Mendonca should have to pay. Here is a statement Paul gave talking about the case. Paul said, quote, "If the appellants were correct, then the only parties left to pay fees and costs would have been Ron and Barbara Keller, appellants' elderly, mentally handicapped clients. In my opinion, that result would be absurd. Ron and Barbara had no idea what their attorney and their conservator were attempting. Ron and Barbara had nothing to do with the defamation claims, which, if successful, would have benefited Ms. Hamer and Mr. Mendonca and no one else. It is unthinkable that a conservator and their attorney can sue a news media outlet to retaliate against a newspaper's exercise of protected speech, and then when they lose, hide behind their elderly disabled clients to avoid paying the fees and costs, end quote. The Court of Appeals agreed, stating that Hamer and Mendonca's decisions to file defamation claims on behalf of Ron and Barbara Keller should not shield Hamer and Mendonca from having to pay attorney fees to the prevailing defendant. The Court of Appeal also stated that, quote, requiring Mendonca and Hamer to pay attorney fees furthers the purpose of the anti-SLAPP statute, which is to dispose of lawsuits that are brought to chill the valid exercise of constitutional rights of petition or free speech, end quote. And the Court of Appeal found that, quote, Mendonca personally, and not as conservator, and Hamer personally were the ones abusing the judicial system, end quote. For these and other reasons, the Court of Appeals upheld the trial court's fee award and the trial court's order that Hamer and Mendonca pay the award, not Ron and Barbara Keller. A defamation lawsuit that's filed because someone exercised their free speech rights is a tool designed to chill public speech on important issues. It's a weaponization of the legal system, and it is highly effective, because in order to fight back, an attorney is absolutely required. We were fortunate enough to have the assistance of Paul, an amazing attorney who specializes in representing reporters and small newspapers. And without his help, we would have not been able to win the trial and the appellate court cases. Hamer and her client, Royce Mendonca, who had been appointed as the Kellers' conservator, billed the Kellers' estate to fund their defamation lawsuit. Conservatorship billing records submitted by Hamer included charging $350 an hour for her work filing defamation suits. The court rejected that request after we brought it to the court's attention. On December 3, 2024, Steve and I attended the oral arguments at the Court of Appeals in San Francisco to witness the process and to listen to the questions of the three judges. Both sides had already submitted detailed legal briefs on their arguments that the judges had already reviewed, and they came with specific questions. Hamer began her initial statement and was quickly interrupted by the judges, who were focused on the issue of who is liable for paying the attorney fees. The Court of Appeals eventually upheld the trial court's ruling that ordered Hamer and Mendonca, and not the Kellers, to personally pay Paul's attorney fees and cost. The holding that Royce must pay Paul's fees and costs is important because it serves as a warning to any other conservator against prosecuting a lawsuit that benefits the conservator, but they're using the conservatives' money to finance the lawsuit. The holding that attorney Hamer is personally liable is perhaps even more important. Ordinarily, an attorney is not liable for fees and costs if their attorney's lawsuit is found to be a slap and is dismissed, and that's what Hamer argued. But the trial court was persuaded, and the Court of Appeals agreed that, in this case, where Hamer had a personal interest in the outcome of the petitions, the ordinary rule didn't apply. When an attorney is the real party of interest in a lawsuit, then that attorney can be held liable to pay fees and costs if a defamation lawsuit they file is dismissed because the trial court finds that the lawsuit is a slap. This is new law that strengthens journalism by protecting news reporting from attorneys who want to use their clients' lawsuits to punish journalists who criticize them and using clients' lawsuits for personal gain. The entire opinion is posted online at theriodeltimes.com, as well as a request to publish the appeals court decision so that it can be used as a precedent in other cases. The opinion by the appeals court judges and the questioning that we witnessed demonstrated their general distaste for trying to hang the costs of the defamation lawsuits onto conservative adults who had nothing to do with it. The original award has been accruing interest during the appeal, and because Paul successfully defended the trial court's order, Paul can ask the trial court to award him his fees and costs on appeal, all of which will be added to the initial fee award. We are eternally grateful for the extraordinary assistance and brilliant legal work of Paul Nicholas Boylan. Without his involvement, we would not have been able to fight back in the Humboldt County Courthouse against the senior partner of the largest law firm in the county, which is exactly the point of these types of slap lawsuits. It chills public speech. Reporting on the critical issues surrounding elder justice has been held back at the Rio Del Times while the appeals process moved along. We will now resume our reporting on elder justice and the conservatorship issues that impact every family at some point. and thank you for listening. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for the Rio Del Times.